for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
4th of July week family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Melvin Creason of Mokogi, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the morning.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You glad for Jesus this morning? We thank the Lord for the good spirit we have witnessed today. And I've been ministered to already. And I thank the Lord for that. Aren't you glad that He cares about His people?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And He knows you. He knows where you live. He knows where you hurt. And the great part about that is, you know, I can know and I can sympathize, but He's well able to do something about it, isn't He? Amen. Praise the Lord. He can reach in to the aching heart and heal the aches and the pains that on the surface I might not even see unless God just reveals it to me. But He knows. Praise the Lord. He knows when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. He knows when you hurt. He knows when you rejoice. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad this morning that He does, and that He is a great high priest that is touched with the feelings of our infirmities.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We want to share with you this morning, and I really don't know just where we'll go. But we've been ministering since the first of the year, basically, upon possessing the kingdom.
Amen.
And we will probably be somewhere in that, but I don't know just where. But wherever the Lord leads us.
Yes.
But I want you to know this morning and that you're well able. Amen. We may be way short of where we ought to be. I believe that we are. But we're well able to take that God has given unto you and I.
Yes.
You're not a defeated people. Amen.
Amen.
You're not defeated. The Word declares that we are more than conquerors. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The wonderful part about this is that you have to possess. You know, we would like to be translated instantaneously from one point to another. And I thank God for that. We've also ministered on change. And we may minister on that before we get away from here. But we've been changed.
Yes.
We're being changed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be changed.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. And you can say that several different ways. But we were delivered. We're being delivered. And we're going to be delivered.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You're saved. You're going to be saved. And you will be saved.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And thank God for every aspect of that. We were translated, we're being translated, and we're going to be translated.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And you just say, we like the part where we was, and we like the part that we're going to be.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
But there is a process Say, I was instantaneously birthed into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
And I knew. Amen. I knelt at an old-fashioned altar that's still in the church that I pastor. And I cried and I prayed and I begged and I pleaded with God to save me, to make me a father for my children and a husband for my wife. And I wasn't a man that was out running around on my family. I worked. In fact, that's probably been one of my worst faults as I worked all my life. Can't remember when I didn't work. I still work. I can't just sit down continually. I can sit for a while. I might stretch out on the couch for one day, but I'm going to find something to do. Well, there's always something hunting me to do, really. Praise the Lord. And when I got up from that altar, I prayed till I was so tired. And they'd ask me, "Are you satisfied?" I'd say, "No." And they'd start playing and singing and praying again. And finally, when I was exhausted, I got up and I just turned around and I sit down on the altar. I looked out across the congregation and I was looking through different eyes. Things had changed and they've been changing ever since.
Hallelujah. Yes.
They've been changing ever since. We're passing from glory to glory. I'm looking for another change. Amen. I'm being changed. But I'm looking for that sovereign act of God.
Yes. Yes.
That will change this mortal to immortal.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I'll be no more dying.
Amen.
But I'll be living.
You won't be sick.
No. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, I have eternal life. I understand that. I'm not going to die. But I'm going to be changed. I am being changed. And if this old body isn't changed, you know what you're going to do? It's going to turn to dust. And amen. We're being changed. Where are we being changed? That's the thing. Where are we being changed?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Well, I got out my notes for kingdom, but I got started on changed, didn't I? Praise the Lord. It's all part of the same teaching, actually. Possessing the land, being changed. It all blends together. It's part of the same teaching, and that's what God's doing. Praise the Lord. There's things for us to do.
Yes.
I heard Brother Dale Copeland preach in South Carolina. In fact, I replayed the tape on the way down here I lost my thought. But anyway, what was I saying? Yes. He was teaching... not exactly what he is teaching here last night, but close, unless we do something, this is what I started to say. There's something for us to do. It's more than just prayer. See? And it's more than just hearing. It's more than learning. But there is something for you and I to do. Amen. In 2 Peter, isn't it? He said he had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He said to the children of Israel, "I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you into this good land." But you know what? They walked every step of the way.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. They walked every step of the way. Now, the truth of the matter is that God did bring them. And God did bear them. And the truth of the matter is He has given unto us the kingdom.
Yes.
Yes.
He has given unto us the kingdom. He said to Abraham, as he stood upon that mountain, He said, you look to the north, to the south, and the east, and the west. And all that you see, I'm going to give to you. It's yours and to your children. But I'm going to take them into a land, and they're going to be there in bondage for 400 years. After 400 years, I'll bring them out. And I'll give them this land. Now, the Lord has given unto you and I the kingdom. Amen? Now, let me crash in on you. How much of the kingdom are we possessing? How much of the kingdom are we possessing? Thank God for what you have. Amen? Thank God for what you have.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. But don't ever stop reaching. Philippians 3:10, Paul said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You all know that. Quoting it with me. If you go back before that, he uses two other words. He said, I persecuted the church. And he said, I follow after, if that I may apprehend. Then he said, I press towards the mark. Those three words in the Greeks, all the same word. Persecute, follow, press. Dioko. And what it... Paul had been caught into the third heaven.
Yes.
Seen things that he wasn't allowed to share with the rest of the world.
I couldn't hear.
Man, he'd been in places with God that we dream about being. And yet he said, I press. I'm reaching. I'm following. And that word, that Greek word, dioko, it don't mean to follow in a beaten path. But it means to pursue, to ensue. And the thought in there is that I'm pursuing it with the intent of overtaking it and making it my own.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm not just following, but I'm pursuing. And my intent is not just to barely make it in, but it's to overtake that has been given unto me, that is mine.
Hallelujah.
I want to overtake it and make it my own.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So, we've been given the kingdom.
Glory to God, yes.
See, we've been given a kingdom.
Yes.
It's the Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Now, how are we going to get it? John said to the angel that had the little book, he said, give me the book. He said, take it. See, what I'm saying, folks, this is not falling on us accidentally.
Amen.
Amen. It's not just claiming it.
Amen.
I believe in claiming. Amen. I've had that to work in my life. Just in natural things. When the Lord spoke to my heart, and He said, claim it. I stretched out my hand and I claimed it. And it came to pass. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of our God. We have a kingdom. And you can say, oh yes, it's mine. And it's like the fellow that said, I'm driving a Cadillac. But he got in his Volkswagen and drove off. It was a myth. It was something he was trying to persuade himself to believe, but in actuality, he hadn't attained it. The kingdom is ours. It is ours. But we will possess it as we take it. And as we mature and are able to, see, possess means more than just to get it. Means to keep it. Means to care for it. Praise the Lord. Let me read you a definition. I wrote this years ago. I've carried it till it's turned yellow on me. Possess, the word possess is used 51 times in the book of Deuteronomy alone. And it's always talking about possessing the land that was already given unto them, but they hadn't got there yet. And it means to occupy. How? By driving out the previous tenants.
Amen.
And possessing in their place. now see, we can't just look, folks, at a spiritual kingdom, but we got to look at right in here. We got to look at ourselves. How much of our individual lives means to seize, to rob. See, those Canaanites, they thought they were being robbed, didn't they? But the truth of the matter is that they've been preparing for God's people all the time. All the blessings that they were getting was they were getting them and getting them ready for God's people.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we like to lay up for the old man, don't we? But you know, he's passing away. Then whose will those things be? To seize, to rob, to inherit, also to excel. Praise the Lord. God wants His people to excel.
Amen.
How?
Yes.
First of all, spiritually. Time and again, Paul said, I wouldn't have you to be ignorant.
Amen.
That's unlearned in the things of God. He said, I want to show you a mystery. Because I don't want you to be ignorant. I want to tell you some of the truths that is hidden in the Word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. To excel. My, you know, it's so sad. Sometimes I hear people and I feel inferior. I feel like that I haven't applied myself as I ought to. That they're far beyond me. But then I talk to people sometimes and I have to speak in a different language. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about God's people. I still work occasionally for a manufacturing company in Tulsa, and I've worked in steel for soon be 50 years. Since I went to work in the steel industry. And I've worked for this company for 10 years. And the main owner was a good Baptist man. And he took a liking to me. And his name was the same as my middle name. And we were good friends, I felt. And he went on to be with the Lord a couple of years ago. But we could be talking about the things of the Lord, and I could begin to share with him and say, well, the Lord told me, and he'd look at me strange. I could start talking about some things that we take for granted, and he didn't know what I was talking about. And so the fellowship with him, I had to do it on his level. Amen. Because I would blow him away. And yet, I know that as I said, that I'm far inferior to some of the ministry that I know and fellowship with. But when God moves, it don't make any difference, does it? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants us to excel and to impoverish, to ruin, to cast out, to consume, to destroy, to dispossess, to drive out, to enjoy.
Hallelujah.
To seize upon, to succeed utterly.
Hallelujah.
Oh, if I could just barely make it in. No, no, no. No, he wants you to succeed utterly. Praise the name of the Lord. He wants us to come in like David came in from battle with his banners waving, the blood dripping from their swords. They'd been in battle, but rejoicing because they had won another victory. We can win a victory today, folks. Let's don't just come for selfish reasons. Do you understand what I say about selfish? I'm talking about that just I be blessed. Sure, we want to bless. But oh, that we can win a battle. The war won't be won today. We know that. The war won't be won today or in this camp meeting. But you can win a battle.
Amen.
And you can overcome something in you that's been overcoming you.
Yes,
amen. Glory.
What?
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In some area in your life, you can leave here better equipped.
Amen.
Than you were when you came.
That's right.
You can leave with a new understanding, a better understanding. And you can leave maybe in the heat of battle, but knowing that you can overcome. And that you will overcome. And that you have overcome.
Yes.
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 Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know where the church world, when I look at the church world today, you know where I see it? I'm talking about all God's people. Won't you just turn with me over to the last chapter of the book of Judges. 21st chapter. And the 25th verse. I'm going to read you a very sad scripture here. Judges. 21st chapter and the 25th verse. In those days, there was no king in Israel, but every man did that was right in his own eyes. Now, I just read the last verse. But I tell you, folks, we got to have leadership. I'm not talking about people that has been elected and promoted by man. I'm talking about people that are spirit-filled, spirit-led, placed by God, leadership. Praise the name of the Lord. There was no king in Israel. I mentioned something last night I probably need to correct here. I said I was brought up under Brother Jack Harris. I didn't mean that I attended his church and was under his ministry. I wasn't. I was brought up under Sister Alta Smith. And was in at her feet for 20 years. And when the Lord took her home and set me in as pastor, well, I'll not tell you the whole story because we'll be here a long time. But when she went on, why, she placed an elder in the church over the church. And he came to me, and I'd been filling in for about 2 years. While Elder Smith and Sister Smith both went through illnesses, I filled in at the church. And he came to me, and the elder did, Brother Johnson was his name, and he asked me, would I take the church? And I said, only if God speaks. And he said, well, would you take care of it like you've been doing until God sends somebody? And I said, sure. And went on till, I believe in July of 1978, my Sister Smith passed away. And in August, I went to the camp meeting at Brother Jack Harris's. And the ministry called me out. I don't know if Sister Mildred was there or not. And they set me in by word of prophecy as pastor of that church. Praise the Lord. And I know by experience that God can do what he said he'd do.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so that's the way we come up. And after that, after God set me in his ministry, I leaned hard upon Brother Jack Harris, Brother Bill Smith. And we've had a good relationship, and they've helped me tremendously. And there's a lot of people that has. And I couldn't have made it without some other people. Amen. And I thank God for his people. Now, here, there was no leadership in Israel. Now, I want us to just go back in our minds, because if I get into certain areas here, we'll just be preaching one thing, and I want to cover a little more than that. All through the book of Judges, we find that Israel, most of the time, was under bondage to the people that they were supposed to drive out.
That's right.
Amen. Now, what did you remember what we just read to you, what possess means? And God told them, said, you go in and you possess the land. You drive out all these ites that are in the land, and you possess it. They said, now you can't have it all at once. Well, that's the way we want it, isn't it? Well, it's all ours, but you don't get it all at once.
Right.
Because the truth of the matter is, you can't take it all at once.
Amen.
Right.
You can't handle it. Let me put it that way. He said, you can't possess it yet. Not all of it, but as much as you can put your foot on, you can have. So they cross over into the land. And under the leadership of Joshua and Caleb, they take the land that God appointed unto them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But when Joshua passes off of the scene, even though when he knew he was going to go, he called them together and made them to take a pledge that they would serve God. And he said, you do what you want to, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And they said, oh, we'll serve God. God is our God, and we'll serve him. But how soon man forgets. And there comes a deterioration in the Israelites. They begin to intermingle. And the ones that they were supposed to kill and drive out comes back in and takes over the land. And we find Israel in bondage, paying tribute to the nation that they were supposed to rule over. Now, I don't want to sound hard, but it is hard. When I look at the church world, see, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. But when I look at the church world, I see a church world being governed by reasoning. The natural thinking and the natural mind.
Yes.
And succumbing to the pressures of the world or society, if you like. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, and moreover, when you come to individuals, see, in Proverbs it says, to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding.
Amen.
Amen. Yet, what are we trusting in?
Tell it, brother.
Amen. Oh, my. Who's ruling? Who's ruling the house? Who is the strong man of the house? Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you, folks, now I've painted you a bad picture here. Amen. But it applies to us individually and collectively. Now, thank God that through the help and the revelation of God, we have overcome some things.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I thank God for where He's brought us to. Amen. But I have to be honest with you. I don't know anybody that's made it yet. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I think I know some of most learned people in the Word and in the Spirit that there is in the world. I believe that we have rubbed shoulders and sit under the ministry of people who are more spiritual, the most spiritual, and the most learned in God's Word and knowledge of God, yet I don't know anyone that I could say, they've overcome. They've got it. They've arrived. Amen? Why? Because I can see faults. Just like I can see faults in myself. I got to overcome yet. There's more land to be taken. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now look at this. See, I showed you a picture of Israel. You know where they're at? Do you realize where they're at? They're in the promised land. They're in the promised land that God told Abraham, I'm going to give to you and to your seed.
Yes, sir.
And He done it miraculously.
Yes, yes.
By parting the... not only did He part the Red Sea, but He brought them 40 years alive in the desert. Amen. Fed them with manna from heaven. Water from the rock. I tell you, miracle after miracle that God worked bringing them. And then He parted the Jordan He stayed it, actually. He stopped it here like a dam. This run down, and they crossed over on dry ground. Brought them in to the land that He had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The land that Joseph said, you take my bones up there. Don't leave them down here in Egypt.
Amen.
Amen. They're there. But when the angel of the Lord spoke to Gideon and said, thou mighty man of valor, he said, who, me? I'm hid down here amongst the wine presses, threshing out a little barley to keep the Midianites from stealing it. My, you're more than a conqueror, we said. Who, me? Yes, you. Glory, my family is nothing. And here I am, down here, amongst the wine press. So the enemy won't know I got some barley. You know, they tell me there's people Holy Ghost filled people that anymore they take people in the back room to get them filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I see the same pattern. See, Israel is there in bondage and crying out for a Redeemer. Lord, deliver us. The church world has been born again of the Spirit of God, filled with His Spirit, translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son, and they're looking for a deliverer. Looking for, oh, poor little me, overcome by the oppression of the world. Praise the Lord. I tell you, Brother Dale brought some strong meat to us last night. And you need to take it home. You know, we've lived so far from what God wants us to have that, we don't even know anymore. And and when I say we, I'm speaking of God's people as a whole. We're looking for some way out instead of some way in. Amen. We forgot who we belong to and whose we are. But I'll tell you this, God hasn't forgotten. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I read this last verse here to bring us to the next step. For while Israel is in a terrible shape, God's working.
Yes, He is.
Amen. And you know who He's working on? He's working on a little Moabitess by the name of Ruth, and He's working on Hannah. Amen. Two women. Hannah's barren, but she can't stand it. She can't stand a form and a formality. Peninnah is goading her all the time because she's got a flock of young'uns, and she's pressing her. Well, folks, I've told the Lord this. I've seen, when the Lord set me in as pastor there, folks, I thought in 5 years, now I didn't have this number, but I would project it. In 5 years, the Lord had said, you're going to have to build on. He had come through different prophets, and the first convention that I had after I become pastor, there's a little woman from the state of Washington, didn't know me, she had met me, didn't know the church, first time she'd ever been there. She sat about halfway back, and she began to sing in the Spirit. And she said, they're coming from the north, from the south, from the east, and the west. They're coming by bus, they're coming by car, and went on the ways that they'd be brought in, and that place wouldn't hold them. And really, we went to looking for another building. We went to thinking about building a new building or getting a... And she wasn't the only one. If it had just been her, I wouldn't have thought too awful much about it, because God will confirm His Word. But this is three or four times that it's been said. And so I go shopping. And at that time, I guess we had about 60 people in the church. But things didn't get better. They got worse. Amen. And we didn't go up. We went down. For as the natural eye could see. But we've been climbing a mountain. Amen. We've been making strides. Praise the name of the Lord. And now, on a good day, we'll have about 40. Praise God for that, because we was down to 20. And that means we've doubled for His number is concerned. But the prayer that I prayed is, God, I'm not just looking for a crowd. I'm just not looking to change diapers and wipe noses.
Amen.
And Hannah cried and she said, Lord, give me a man child. And about the same time, he's moving on a little woman by the name of Ruth, and she's saying to Naomi, I won't go back. She's dedicating her heart and her life. She's giving up her family, her home, everything that was hers. She's casting it aside, and she says, your God will be my God. Hallelujah. That's dedication. She made a dedication to God, and she went after that God had given unto her. And she brought forth in due season a king. Amen. Four generations later, there was a king born of Ruth. And the man child that Hannah prayed for and wouldn't give up poured the oil on the head of David and judged the nation. Hallelujah. Praise the name of our God. Samuel came forth and judged the priesthood that was before him.
Yeah.
Well, folks, I just tell you, I thoroughly believe that God's raising up another David and another Samuel.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Oh, now, my, this gets big, doesn't it? God begins to move. In the process of time, David is born. And we have to skip, see. We can't go through the processing of David. But over in 2 Samuel, let me turn over there. Chapter 5, verse 7. It says, nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. Praise the Lord. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. Now, see what I've done? I skipped everything. Amen. You know, I skipped everything. So, see, if I was doing this at home, I would go back and I would do the processing of David. See? How did David get here? What brought David to this point? We go through Ruth and how she dedicated her life, how she laid at the feet of Boaz and said, spread your skirt, that's the way King James says, spread your skirt over me. There's nothing immoral about what she's saying. She's not asking for an immoral covering. And Boaz knows exactly what she says. He said, I know you're a virtuous woman. And he said, I'll do it. But there's a kinsman that is nearer than I. It's got to be done right. So, if we're going to progress in the kingdom of God, it's got to be done right. It's got to be done right. You're not going to stumble into it. You can't hook an ox to the cart. You're going to do it like God said.
Amen.
You're going to do it right. If we're going to make progress in the kingdom of God. If not, we'll stop right where he stopped David. Because he's trying to pull the ark with a cart, an ox. He stopped him in his tracks. He had to go find out how to do it right. Boaz says there's a kinsman nearer than I. He knew what she asked for. See, the Hebrew word that they translate skirt there, most of the time it's translated wing. In Psalms 91, under thy wing will I trust. Same word. And as many times as translated wing. And what she was saying is take me under your covering. She wasn't just going to do that that was right in her own eyes. She had to have a covering. And folks, you and I have to have a covering. We have to be covered. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need a pastor. You need a pastor for a covering. Now, I know that Jesus is the true covering, but he set a divine order for us to go by. And you say, oh, I'm a minister. You still need a pastor. You need someone to submit to that can be a covering for you. Oh, my. Say, I submit to ministry. I'm here. I'm submitted to Brother Miller. Brother Jack Harris, along with some others, is my covering. Amen. If I need advice, and I do, I know where to go. If you need to know about me, don't ask me. I might be prejudiced. But, see, there's some people that knows me. Because I've been under their covering. And they know me. And a woman in that day had to have a covering. If her husband divorced her, she went back to her father to have a covering. Here Ruth is in a land with her mother-in-law. But she said, I'm going to live and I'm going to die with you. Your God is my God. Where you go, I'll go. And Naomi instructs her in the ways of God. And she goes and she lays down at the feet. How submitted are you today? How committed and how submitted are we? Put your wing over me. Be my covering. I'll do it. But we're going to do it right. Because there's another one that's nearer than I. And if he won't, I will. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. And in a process of time, four generations, David is born. Hannah's been seeking for a man child. God grants her wish. And oh, when you begin to study that, and Hannah's weeping there and crying and saying, give me a man-child and no razor will come upon his head. You know what she's saying? And I never found this in no book. But you judge it. She said, I'll not fashion him after me. And that's where the church world has failed. See, they took a scripture in Genesis where it said to produce after its own kind. And they said, well, the Baptist is supposed to produce Baptists and the Pentecostals, Pentecostal. And that wasn't what he's saying. When he told them to produce after their kind, you know who he's talking to? Talking to the beast of the field and the vegetable kingdom. But man was produced after God's image and God's likeness, and he was supposed to produce a generation in the image and likeness of God.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And Hannah said, if you give me a man child, I'll not fashion him after me. I'll not comb his hair like I comb mine. But I'll give him to you all the days of his life. And you can make him what you want him to be. Are we ready to say, here am I, Lord? Here am I, Lord? Just make out of me what you want me to be. And those that are birthed after me, let them not be a carbon copy of me or after my image, but let them be a little more like unto thee, O God. We've got to bring forth a man-child in there. Are we going to possess the kingdom? See, I brought you over to David when he said, they said, you can't take Zion. You know what the church world says about us today? You're crazy. You can't do that. Oh, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away. Unto you is given power over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Yes,
we've been birthed, folks. You're not adopted. You're birthed into the family of God. You, my. Yes, I was a wild olive tree. But the same life that flows through the root flows through me. And I live by the life of God which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And see, God has a purpose for you and I. Man, I've skipped around this morning. God has a purpose for you. When you was birthed into this family of God, he said, oh, pray for me that I might ever hold out faithful to the end. Now, I know what they're saying, but honey, I got news for you. There ain't going to be no end. So you better get a good hope. If you're hanging on, you better get a good hope. And then you ain't going to be able to do it. You won't be able to do it. If you're just hanging on, you ain't going to be able to do it. Commit yourself. Lay yourself at the feet of Jesus as Ruth laid at the feet of Boaz and say, cover me. Spread your wing over me. Draw me under the cover of thy wing. Under thy wing, O Lord, will I trust. Oh, blessed be the name of our God that lives forever. How did David arrive? Oh, I used to think before I was saved, if I could just be like David, I'd serve the Lord. Well, you can be, but you're going to have to be trained and processed. You're going to have to be processed. If you're not having problems, enjoy it. Praise the Lord. Enjoy it. And don't be afraid, but the wind's going to blow and the storms is going to come. But you can make it.
Amen.
You can make it.
Yes.
And if you see a point beyond where you are in God, let me tell you, you can make it. I don't care what the Jebusites say. They laughed and mocked David and they said, you can't take the stronghold of Zion. You know why? Because all the years Joshua didn't take, none of the judges ever took it. And all those years, the Jebusites had lived there in Jebusi, coming and going, and they'd just become a part of the picture. And everybody thought that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's the way they thought it's supposed to be. They said, you can't take the stronghold of Zion. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. What did I say a while ago? God is raising up another David. Samuel has poured the oil upon his head. And the old priesthood is being judged. And David is coming forth. And we will take the kingdom for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, the Lord bless you. I'll just quit there. Let the blessings of God be upon you. Just reach out your hand this morning. I want to bless you in the name of the Lord. I believe as Paul said, I want to bless you with all spiritual knowledge and understanding. And be blessed in Jesus' name. May the words that's been spoke this morning that was right and true and pure find lodgment in the hearts of this people. May every word that was light or frivolous or without meaning be cast into the wind as the threshing of barley and be carried away with the chaff. And may we see you, Lord, a little better. May we walk a little closer. May our steps be more firm. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people. Bless your people.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.